Foreign ministers from the European Union today condemned the killing of Sheikh Yassin as those ministers were meeting in Brussels. Here's what Britain's Jack Straw had to say.
For Israel to carry the full support of the international community, it needs to do so within the boundaries set by international law. And it's been the long-standing position of the British government that such targeted killings, assassinations, are out with international law.
The ministers also noted that they have in the past condemned Hamas suicide bombings, and they called for restraint on all sides. But the main focus of the ministers' meeting is not the Middle East. Rather, it is stepping up security in Europe itself. Joining us from London is Jonathan Friedland. He's a correspondent with Britain's Guardian newspaper. Jonathan, welcome back to the show. And how does this meeting tie in with these terrorist bombings in Madrid that killed more than 200 people? Is this a regular meeting, or was it called in response to that?
I think it was a regular meeting, but beefed up in its importance because of the Madrid bombings. That put threw everything into a completely different light. European foreign ministers do meet each other regularly, but they put this security gloss on today's meeting. The bombings in Madrid were seen by a lot of people, and I think a lot of people in governments, as Europe's 9/11, that this was a moment where Europe, as Europe, not just Spain, was targeted and needed to come up with some kind of response. So this meeting was partly, I think, about finding out what went wrong and also talking about what might be done in the future to prevent such a thing happening again.
Well, what have they come up with at this meeting as a response to these security threats?
Well, they've talked about coordination of European Union intelligence, that they will share information and that they will work together. They're working now on a draft declaration that will almost emulate the kind of language NATO, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, uses, namely that the nations of Europe will work together and place all the instruments at their disposal, including military resources, a kind of all for one and one for all pact, whereby both before, God forbid, any attack happens, the nations of Europe act together, but also afterwards that they would assist each other and help. And this idea that if an attack on one is almost an attack on all, and therefore they will deploy even military resources, that does represent a change. What has not been passed is the notion of creating a new institution. People were talking here about some kind of European Union-wide CIA, a single intelligence agency. The response, partly in Britain but elsewhere, has been that actually we don't need yet another institution, another bureaucracy. Instead, there's got to be more information sharing. But the sceptics, particularly among police forces themselves, say that's a problem because sharing information means you weaken information. The moment there are a lot of names on the circulation list on a document, the warier intelligence officers will be of putting in truly sensitive information because they'll be worried that they could compromise sources. And so there's a strain there where I think the intelligence professionals themselves, certainly in Britain, this is coming from the police partly, would like really a tighter structures, whereas the governments, I think, are wary of that and are suggesting instead just more pooling of information. And the sceptical view is that when it really comes to it, that won't be enough and it won't be much more than we have already.
Still, it's got to be much harder to try to coordinate these anti-terrorism measures across a lot of different nations and agencies in the EU rather than in a single country such as the US.
Much, much harder. And bear in mind, there's 15 members of the EU now, but we have these new applicants, new countries joining very, very rapidly, so that the EU will be up to 25 members pretty soon. And people have talked about how difficult it will be simply to chair a meeting like that, let alone sharing intelligence, trusting as well. I mean, there are very close intelligence relationships without that degree of pooling of resources. What the police are saying is that the Europe will be left very vulnerable because the terrorists themselves are certainly mounting a cross-border operation, that they are ahead of the game, if you like. They do pool resources, they do share information they have, and therefore the counter-terrorism effort must be similarly continent-wide. But that's one of the frictions and tensions that has not yet been resolved.
Jonathan Friedland, a correspondent with Britain's Guardian newspaper. Jonathan, thank you for joining us again.
My pleasure.